Let's get started. Good night. We're substituting for the Rav. Sif, we're in Siman Lamed Tes, Sif Beis, learning about who's kasher to write tefillin. We learned the klal in Sif Aleph that anybody who is not bechal kashira is not bechal ksiva, that if a person doesn't have a chiyuv to write tefillin, like an eved, an isha, a katan, so then they can't, they don't have a chiyuv to put on the tefillin, so they don't have an ability to write them. And now, in Sif Beis, we're extending that to any tikkun, any part of preparing tefillin, is these people who are puzzled for writing them are puzzled for making them. It says the Mechaber Sif Beis, Kol shepuzzle l'chasvan, whoever is puzzled to write tefillin, is puzzled l'chol tikkun asiyasin, is usher, and any of the tikkun of making them. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what that includes. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah says, cut and test, l'chol on anything, somebody whose left hand is cut off. So this person does not wear tefillin because they don't have a hand to put it on. Even though the person doesn't tie tefillin, they're allowed to write. So this is an exception to the rule. The gavra bar chiyuvo, really the person is mechuyev, is obligated in the mitzvah of tefillin, ala pumahu dekayivle, it's just his mouth that hurts, an expression, meaning that there's nothing technically wrong with him in terms of the chiyuv, it's just the practicality, he's not able to put on the tefillin, so therefore he's called a bar chiyuva, and he could write tefillin with his other hand, there's no problem. We said the whole tikkun asiyasan is asur with the people who are not b'chol kshira. What does that include? Davka sh'oise maise b'gufa tefillin. This means anything that he's doing a maise in the gufa tefillin and the tefillin itself. So the original example is writing tefillin, but also could go in chipuya batim to make the batim, the leather of the batim, a sirasan, or to sew them shut, which is halach l'mush Sinai. The chol shekein, a siyas, a shin, b'ora batim, or making the shin. And the ur of the batim is also, that's a ikar chelik of the asiyas tefillin, and the reason why it's a kol shekein is because the shin is a stickle like ksivas, so that's more daima. Or even to correct an ois. In other words, he has now tefillin that are puzzle because of some psul in the ois, and by making a correction, he's going to kasher the tefillin. So that's a problem, even though it's not ksiva, it's just Hagah, but we might say, since this Hagah is making the tefillin go from psul to kasher, so it's going to be asur. Oy, lagia eze oiz de atahu pasul. Now it's pasul. Why they Hagah, so yukshur, and through the correction, it's going to make it kasher. The zehu ksiva mamash, that also falls into the category of ksiva, and therefore it is asur. These people that are pasul to write tefillin cannot make corrections in the tefillin either. Obviously, corrections that don't have a problem of shalik decision. Avo ibud aklav, because then it doesn't, even a person who's not, who is a bar kshira, can't do such a ksiva. Fine. Avo, however, things that are not what we classified as guf hatfillin, as the actual tefillin themselves. There are other things that are not the guf hatfillin, so these things, somebody who's not a bar kshira could do. Aval ibud haklav, but if he wants to stand the hide, the same tefillin, enem b'chol zeh. That is not in the category of guf hatfillin. This is a preparatory step to getting to the guf hatfillin, and therefore an isha, an eved, they can do the ibud as long as they're doing it l'shma. We'll see even a goy. Aval ibud aklav einenu b'chol zeh is not included in this. V'chasha alay de oyved gilulim, even a goy could do it. Chol shken alay de isha, certainly an isha could do it. Rak de oyved gilulim binin sheyia yisrael oymed al gavoy. But if a goy is the one who's making the ibud, then we have to have a yid who's standing over him, ensuring that he's doing the tanning process with shame mitzvah tefillin. The yirish yelishma, he ensures that it's the Shema. Chedele El, Simen Lamed Beis, a test, like we learned already in Simen Lamed Beis. Vuadin, the cotton, the same malacha by a cotton that technically he is kasher to do the ibud as long as there's no chesaron of lishma, that there has to be somebody standing over him. Fine. Vashcharas habatim v'ratzuos, in regards to the issue of making painting the batim black or the ratzuos black, which is halachah l'moshe mi-Sinai, so ayin la'el, simulam and gimel, look at what the Mishabura wrote in Zimulam and Gimel, Shabirarnu Sham, Dinam, Beza Hashem Yisbarach, what he explains over there. He's just giving us a Mari Makam, which is Agav, and Halacha, when a person is learning Halacha, it's a good thing even to know where to look things up. So over here in Zimulam and Tes, where it talks about who's kasher for what, this is the easy thing to remember, where to look things up, and then here he tells you that if you want to know more details about that particular Halacha of painting the tefillin black, which is grad very nogeya, especially in yeshivas, young bachrim have tefillin, and they need to touch them up, painting the ritzuas black, the batim back black, that's nogeya. So kapanan, this is a good way to find it, is from over here. If you can't remember, in Simon Lamed Gimel there, he's talking about the ritzuas and the batim. Fine. Agriras devik bein ois va'ois. What about erasing a place where the oisiers are attached to each other? So it's not mamish writing tefillin, right? And it's just a question of mukas gvil, is a halakha that it has to be, each ois has to be surrounded by the parchment, and they can't be touching one another. And lemaiz is possible if they are touching, but he's not writing anything. There's no problem in Shulka Sidran, Lamashal. So you see that there's not a problem of writing. So are these corrections allowed to be made by an Isha, by an Eved, by a Katan? So l'chadchila yez l'izayr shel lo la'aseis al yadam, it should not be done by these people. In other words, we're saying that this is l'chadchila, at least, considered to be l'chwal kshira, ksiva, and therefore somebody who's not a bar kshira should not do the corrections of gerira, of erasing the oisiyas that are touching. Of the Eved, b'di'avad ein l'hachmer, but b'di'avad he can be mekel that these people are kasha. That's the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah. The grira lo mikra k'siva. It's not mamish k'siva. Fine. Vayin heitev la'el simen la'medveis of katan pei. Kol zeh b'tfilin b'dinin k'sidrin. That's by tfilin, so there's no other eitza. In other words, you can't erase the oisius and rewrite them through a kasha person. So the person who erased it, an isha or a katan or the like, somebody who's not a bar kshira erased it, and now the question is, there's no way to fix it without doing shalik kasidrin. So then we can rely on the fact that that's not considered to be ksiva and the kasher. Aval b'sefer Torah, but by a sefer Torah where you could erase a whole letter or word and rewrite it, and there's not a problem of writing out of order, so then that's called b'chatchila. We're not going to allow to rely on this kula, to have a katan or an isha or an eved to erase the touching letters, because we could just erase the letters completely and rewrite them through a kasher person. So that's considered to be l'chatchila, and l'chatchila we don't rely on this leniency. Im efshar ligvar tzadadei ha'aseis, if it's possible to erase the aseis from the side, the makom shenagu, and where they're touching, l'achzer l'chasvan, and then to rewrite them, yes, he should do that. Does that mikri l'chatchila? It's called l'chatchila, so we're not allowed to rely on that l'chatchila. Very good. Okay, now we're going weiter about who is kasher to write to fill in, who is not kasher to write to fill in. It says in Machaber Gimel, Ger Shechozar Ledasoi Machmas Yira. Interesting, Chazal tell us that Ger, Kashim, Ger, and Kasapachas, and the reason why is because they're easy, they go back with Suroi, they go back to their old ways. So that's an assign for a ger. He has maybe pressure from his family, or he's used to doing things a certain way. So even if he got inspiration and became a Jew, but it's possible he can go back. So we have here an interesting halacha. What happened if such a ger, he became a Jew, he converted, and then he's scared, he has pressure, he's being threatened by family or whatever, and so he goes back to his old ways. Is he still kosher to write tefillin? So the halacha is kosher, like tefillin. He's allowed to write tefillin. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah is not so kosher. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Yiralev Yiru, he's scared. Now, not some scared pranks or being teased. Shelo Yargu, he's afraid they're going to kill him. Now, between you and me, and Mishra is going to tell us this, is that that if a person has a situation where they're going to be killed for their emunah and Hashem, so they're really obligated to be moiseh nefesh. So really, this gera, the right thing he should do is he should be moiseh nefesh and keep his Yiddishkeit and not worry about the concern of being killed, because that's his obligation. But al kapanim, Mishael, he didn't do that. So is he kasher the right to tefillin? So he's still called a bar kashir. That's the chiddush of the mechaber. V'af de be'emes, hayoloi limsor nafshoi al emunas Hashem. The truth is, he really should have been moiseh nefesh. But that's not called that he's Yatzim Mikol Yisrael. The famous Rambam says that if he's Oiver, he's still called an Oinus. Even if that's not the right thing to do, but Lamaisa, he's being forced to do it, so he's called an Oinus, and that doesn't make him not in Klal Yisrael, so therefore he's still called a Bar Kashira, and if he's a Bar Kashira, he could still write the film. That's the gist of the Mechaber. Kevin the Hayab Ba'Oinus. We're in Sifkat Yud Aleph on page Samaches, and but now the Magen Avraham is gonna that's the Mechaber. The Magen Avraham is gonna argue and say, but Lamaisa he doesn't put on tefillin, and a person doesn't put on tefillin is not a bar kashira. So even if he's a good guy and he's got an excuse, he's not gonna get a gehenna for going off the derech because of his pressure and he's scared to be killed. But Lamaisa he's not a bar kashira. So if he's not a bar kashira, he is not kosher for ksiva. That's the tain of the Magen Avraham. I am the Magen Avraham, shehela, the ein lahakel baza, that we're not able to be lenient, afilu im betzina, who shemer as a taira. Even if the person privately keeps taira in hiding, keeps taira rak, ba nochas tfilin misatel. But when it comes to tfilin, he's misatel, he's lazy, so he's not a bar kashira, he's not putting on tfilin. Daloi, like we said, the only people can write tefillin are the people who put on tefillin. And this person, Lamaisa, is not putting on tefillin. If you put on tefillin in hiding, you're asking it'd be okay? And the answer is yes. If you put on tefillin in hiding, it'd be okay. The kol shekein imu mumra l'kol tarkula. So avada, if he's a mumra l'kol tarkula, he doesn't do any mitzvahs whatsoever, so he's not called a bar kashira to be kasher for writing tefillin. Unless this threat of Shema Yargu is forcing him even in Sinna, I mean, in other words, he's scared to keep the Torah even in hiding because he's afraid he's getting killed. So the Magen Avraham's Taina is like this. If the Oinus is even in his privacy, he's in trouble. So then, in Achinami, so then he's still called a bar kashir. But if the oinus is to publicly keep Yiddishkeit, but really in private, he could still put on tefillin, or he could still do private mitzvahs, and he's just being lazy about that. It's hard when he's nobody's around, and he's not doing it in shul, right? That's the issue. So then that's not an excuse. He's not really an oinus technically for that, and he's not called a bar kashir now. Fine. Fine, Bavir Agrash, and Maskin, Gamkin, the Magen Avraham. Look in the beer grain. Also agrees to that. So it seems from the Mishnah Berurah that he is more inclined to say that this person's tefillin are not kosher, at least in this case where he's not mamish and einus for even keeping things in hiding. He's only einus for things in public. So Mimela, he shouldn't write tefillin. Oh, because of Magen Avraham. Shame of Derech Moshe. Magen Avraham said another thing. Achidus in the name of Derech Moshe. The after the sefer Torah, mamzer the ger teishav psulim lichtoiv a mamzer and a ger teishav. It says in Yodeya, a apostle to write. Ger teishav means a person who was makabel the seven mitzvahs bnei noach. So he doesn't do over the zara and he doesn't do gili arayah. It's a ger teishav. So these people are possible to write a sefer Torah. Mamzer ger teishav. K'moshikasa b'yaridea simin reish pe'alef. So even though that's true. But the Derech Moshe says, but by tefillin they're kosher. Filahaki, but tefillin and mezuzah ain't lachush. There's nothing to worry about. It's interesting. Hiddush, Derech Moshe says that there's a difference between Sefer Torah and tefillin, that by Sefer Torah, a mamzer and a ger teishav are possible, but when it comes to tefillin, they're kosher. And the Magen Avraham quotes this, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'kol ha'achrenim eskimu, all the achrenim are in the agreement, the ger teishav, possible, l'chsivas, Sefer Torah, tefillin umezuzin, but not like the Darkei Moshe, that a ger teishav is not kosher for any of the sifrei, the ksiva stam. The ha'eno b'kshir, the maisa, he doesn't put on tefillin, he's a ger teishav. So it seems mamzer, he's a mamzer, so there's a psul, he's not a kosher, so you shouldn't really say for Torah, but tefillin umezuzin he could write. But the ger teishav, that's where we take issue, that no, the ger teishav, just like he's puzzled for sefer Torah, he's also puzzled for writing tefillin and mezuzah. Clear? Let's go further. Sif Dalet. We're still talking about halakhas of who is kosher to write tefillin and mezuzahs and sefer Torah also. So now we're up to an epikurus. An epikurus, we'll see, the truth is he just makes reference to the halakha. An epikurus, a lot of times we would think of an epikurus as somebody that doesn't believe he's a kaifer in the Torah, Torah Shabbal Peh. But over here, the Bir Lacha says that Epikurus means that he is Aduk Tavad Azara. He's an Oyvid Avad Azara in a real way. So we're afraid that if he writes Tefillin, he was Mechavin, L'Shem Ha'is or whatever. He wrote it not L'Shem Hashem, he wrote it L'Shem his Avad Azara. And that's why the Halacha is that such tefillin should be burned. Tefillin, shiksavam, epikairis, and epikairis wrote tefillin, yisarfu. The halacha is they should be burnt. The yishayimim yiganzu, and others say that no, we don't burn them, we put them in geniza, because why should he be writing tefillin? He doesn't wear tefillin. Misama, he wrote it for a yid. If he wrote it for a yid, then lav davka, he wrote it for his avodah zarah. And mimela, since it's a suffix, we don't know what his kavana was, so we can't burn them. In other words, technically, if we would know for a fact that he wrote them for his Avodah Zarah, we would burn them. Just that the second opinion holds that we don't really know what his Kavanah was. Savior Machlokis, the Shulchan Aruch says first, Stam, that the tefillin that were written by an Epikurus should be burnt, and then he says, Yesh Aymer, that they should be put in Geniza. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that the Shulchan Aruch, the rule for learning Mechaber is Stam, the Yesh, whenever the Shulchan Aruch says a halacha Stam, and then afterwards he says, Yesh Amrim like this, that the halach is like the stop. And then the Mishnah was going to think, other Akhrainim also agree with that psak, that the tefillin of a Epikurus should be burnt. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Katan Yod Beis Epikurus, Ayin Bir Halach, that's what I told you, is that the definition of an Epikurus over here means a person who is Aduk Tavad Azari, he's a real idol worshipper, he's Avuk to his idol worshipping. There is another level of Epikurus, which Mishnah Berurah has a whole long discussion about in the Bir Halacha, which is if he doesn't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh, and that's not so pashit, if people like that have a din of Epikurus, that they should be burned, their tefillin should be burned. Just at the very end of the Bir Halacha, it's interesting just to point out, he says that this is very common today. Vanashim ke'elu bizmanenu. Yedua she'inam chayshishin kol mitzvahs. So he says that forget about the issue of burning them if it's for Avodah Zarah, if it's not for Avodah Zarah. But the bottom line is that the people that are not believing in Torah Shabbal Peh are not reliable to write tefillin pashut because they don't care about the halachas of the tefillin. There's so many details, like we learned that Hilchos Tefillin to pay attention to and to think about. It has to be Lishma, and it has to be Mekadosh L'Shemois, and it shouldn't be Chok Teiches, and then there's the Tzuras Ha'isyas, and there's Chasar, and Yasa. There's so many Pratim that he could leave out if he doesn't care about Torah Shabbal Peh. He's not learning the Mishnah Berurah. So Mimela, what hope do we have that the film should be kosher? So he says, people like that, Yedua, She'enem Choshish, and Klal, and Mitzvah. They don't care about Mitzvah. And Matu Yetzlam, Chil Shabbos, Befrasiyah. It's known also that they're Mechal Shabbos. A person who is a Mechal Shabbos is definitely possible for writing to Tefillin. So then the halach is definitely like the Karayim, that the Tefillin are not kosher. Okay, talking about the Sefer Torah, so it should be erased, and others should be written instead of that. If there's a problem of Kesidjin or Hashem's name, he's not sure Lamaise, if there's a din of Srefa, it's definitely something to be aware of. Over here, the Piskei Shuvah brings down that that we're talking about who is kosher to write tefillin. So obviously, a person when he buys tefillin or mezuzahs, he has to know. He says that the poskim and over the years have made a very big issue about this, that there are seifrim that are not reliable, that are not knowledgeable in the halachas, or are not shomer Torah mitzvahs and mimela. So they're tefillin and mezuzahs are not kosher. So mimela, a person just has to know that he's getting tefillin from somebody who's a real Yerei Shamayim. And Aven Torah and Mimela, that's the Eitzah, then you can know that it's kosher.
You're trusting the dealer.
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. But we'll see in the end of the Siman that a person is Eidach HaNem on B'Yisurim, and as long as the dealer is an Ish kosher, so he's Neman to say that he got it from an Adam Gadol, he got it from a Mumche. So you're allowed to trust him. That's Allah. We'll see at the end of the siman. Let's finish this up. So up to Sifkat and Yad Gimel, Yisarfu. We can mamish burn these tefillin a pellet, im azkari sein, even though it has Hashem's name, Yuki Vavke and Alakim and all the other shemas. But the might say, since it was written by an epikairis, somebody who's Oved of Azara, Mimela, it's a puzzle. You can mamish be mevazet, burn it. Chadil Kaman, Simon Shin Lamadal, Sif. Chafalas, that's in the Hilchas Shabbos about a Sreif on Shabbos Lo Leinu. So over there it says that if it was written by an Epikairis, you don't bother to save it because the halacha you burn it. This Talmud Kishakayse Vashem Avodas Gilulin Mukayse. Since an Ivan Kechavim when he writes, presumably he's writing for his Avodah Zarah. Yadalad. Others say no, you're not allowed to burn it. Yeah, you just put it in Geniza. And the reason, as I explained before, is because the Epikairis doesn't write film for himself. So why should he write it for his Avodah Zarah? There's a possibility, since he's writing it for Yidden, that he writes it for Hashem, the Safek, and since it's a Safek, we can't burn it, but we can't use it either, because maybe it was written for Avodah Zarah, so the halacha is it goes in Geniza. The aim...
It's
goes in Shemus, that's what it means. Yeah, Geniza means Shemus. The ain derek apikayres lahaniak tefillin. Apikayresim don't put on tefillin. These avodah don't put on tefillin. Or avada ksavoy limkor liyisrael. So obviously, why do you write it? To sell it to a Jew who keeps certain mitzvahs. The afshar shall like ksavoy l'shem avodah gilulim. So it's a possibility they didn't write it for avodah zara, and therefore that possibility makes it that we shouldn't burn it. V'dasa mechaber. The mechaber, like we mentioned, first said stam, you burn it, and then he said yeshayimim, you put it in Geniza, you put it in Shemus. So the Das HaMechaber lives like a day every Shainet. The Paschim, like the first day, that's the Kual, is the Stam. V'achar kach yesh oimim, the Halacha is like the Stam. Excuse me.
What is it in the Stam? The Stam Kippona, if he doesn't have any Kippona, if he just not, if he's doing it for a year, even if he wouldn't have any Kippona, what he's writing is the absolute antithesis of the Torah.
You're asking if he's writing it for a year and he's writing a Stam. He's writing it for Hashem. What?
Yeah, well, why would he have to go? You're not supposed to have to be able to go. I mean, he just goes, time is time. It is what it says.
You're asking if it's... No, but here you need to... You're asking if writing in Stam is good enough. No, you have to have Lashma. It has to be written for Hashem. You have to write that Karas. You have to write it for the shame of Hashem. We're talking about a Yid. He's a Yid. He's a Yid. He's a Yid. But he's doing it now. He's doing it for the shame of Hashem. He's doing it for Hashem. I mean, it's not... I don't know if you hear a Jew, but I mean, maybe he believes in two rishis, he believes in Hashem, and he likes to serve idols also. I don't know if it's a stira. I mean, there are different types of Avodah Zarah, and some types of Avodah Zarah, it's not necessarily a stira to believe in Hashem and to believe in his idol. I mean, obviously, I'm not justifying in any way. I mean, I'm just saying, theologically, impossible to imagine such a thing. That's all. Okay, so let's go further. So the Mechaber Paskins that we burn it, the Kain Das, a Taz, a Prisha, a Grub of Yeruy, we have other Achrenim, the Taz, and the Prisha, and the Grub, all say that it should be burned. So that's how lawful my faith seems from the Shabura, is that if there's an Epikairis, if you can find somebody like that today, a real idol worshiper, and he writes to fill in, imagine such a thing in our modern times. He goes through all the pains of learning the halachas of Hilchos Tefillin and the skill of writing, and also he serves idols. Okay, alakopanim. But the halacha would be that it gets burnt. Fine. That's going to come up later because we're going to talk about this idea of a goy writing a Sefer Torah. We'll see that going. Don't write Sefer Torah today. We'll see. Sif hey, nimtzu biadafikayres. The ein yedua miksavam yiganzu. Let's say that we don't know for a fact that the Epikuris wrote it. We find tefillin in his possession, and there's a possibility that he wrote it. The possibility he didn't write it. So now the halacha is yiganzu. They should be put in ganiza. They put in shame. You're asking if somebody inherits tefillin from somebody that's not from. You're asking an interesting shayla, because even if you have it checked out,
it's not like you knew he got it from Sabbath.
You don't know where they come from. And you get it checked out, and the Maitre, you can see that everything is there. It's written with the Chseiris and the Yeseiris and all the Isias and the Turis Isias. The Lamaise, who knows if it was written by an Erlechia. The truth is that the Piskei Tshuva says that today, that since there are Seferim, and it seems, I don't know, today Mamish, if it's so common, but certainly in the recent past history was very common. I heard from the Rav, he told me that in Europe you could have people that were Mamim Shemchale Shabbos and they were a Seferim, and that was very, very common. So since that was a common thing in the recent past history, so the Piskei Tshuva says that any tefillin that you don't know where it came from, you cannot use it. Sefer Torah, you cannot use it because you don't know if it was written by a person who was a Shem Rishon Mitzvah. It could be there in Mechal Shabbos, you have no idea. You can't see that. It doesn't, you know, nobody signs, their name, Machal Shabbat. So you don't know. You know, that's Nister, and that's a psul Nister, and there's no way to know. And Mimela, so we can't use it. That's basically his psak, the Piskei Tshuva is based on. Piskei Tshuva is a modern sefer that was written, Eretz Yisrael Dekiyed, and he brings from the contemporary, modern, so maybe not such a controversial word. Contemporary. He brings from the contemporary Poskim. He brings from Rav Wozner, and he brings from the Minchas Yitzchak, and he brings from the Mitzvot Eliyaz. I know he brings like all of the modern Poskim, the most recent that are not brought, that were never piled into one sefer. He piles them into one sefer, and it's a terrific sefer, I might say. So he says over there that unless we have you should still ask a rabbi if you have such a shaila, but Lamaisi, there's certainly something to think about. That if you don't know where it came from, then you can't really know if it was kosher or not. Fine. What are we up to? So we said that we're up to the Mishnah Berurah Sivka and Tezvav. We said that if you just find in the hands of that Epikuris these tefillin, you don't know where they came from, you don't know if he wrote it, or if he got it from somewhere else, so then we don't burn it, we just put it in Gneza. Misafek, Shema Huksavan, it's possible he wrote it, so if he wrote it, then really you should burn it, he can't use it. Aval Ein Lisraif Misafek, but you can't burn it either, because of the possibility maybe he didn't write it, and it's kosher. Dahaloi Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Eloi Sasun Kein Lashem Elokechem, it says by the idols that we're supposed to destroy them, obliterate them, burn them, and but then it says we shouldn't do that to Hashem. So Mimela, on the possibility that these tefillin were written properly and they have Hashem's name in it and it's written with kedusha, so we're not allowed to destroy it by burning it. So Mimela, the etzah is we put it in shame. Sivvav. Nimsu biad eino yehudi veino yedua miksavon. A new case. What if we find tefillin in the hands of a goy? And also, we don't know who wrote it. We don't know if the guy wrote it or if somebody else, he had wrote it and he got a hold of it, maybe stole it. We don't know where it came from. The guy has it, so the halacha is ksheirim. We'll see the reason why the Mishnah Berurah, why it's ksheirim, is because goyim don't write tefillin. Interesting, even though in Yerideya, the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Yerideya it says that by a sefer Torah, as a machloka, some say that it's kosher. I mean, what goy writes a Sefer Torah? Others say that no, a Sefer Torah needs geniza because the goyim, I guess in the church or something like that, the goyim would write Sefer Torah to study from or something like that. So then it's possible that it's taka a puzzle, that was written by the goy, and therefore it needs geniza. But over here, by tefillin, no goy wears tefillin. And so, mimeila, if the goy has tefillin, we could assume he didn't write it, and it was written by a yid. How the goy got it is a kasha of a maize, but the goy has it from a yid, and therefore the tefillin are kasha. That's what the Mishmar is going to say. Let's see that. Sivkan design. Sheirim the kasha destam oivde gilulin ein bekiin lichtev. Presumably, goyim don't write. So mimeila, a yid wrote it. Of Efrat, and especially ben penreisenu. Okay, this is talking about from the time of the Shach already, but presumably Goyim B'chlal don't know how to write in Lashon HaKodesh and Ksav Ashurit. So Mimela, if it's like beautiful Ksav in the possession of a Goy, nobody's going to start thinking, oh, maybe the Goy wrote it, right? Obviously, he got it somehow, not by writing. So she do it in the Miurim Yedim Lechtay. The Goyim don't know how to write. So filu b'sefer Torah shenimza biyadan masik hashach v'lekuli alma k'shera. So the Shach and Yerideya conclude that even by a sefer Torah that there was a machlokus if a sefer Torah is kasher or not, if you find it in the hands of the goy, because there was such a concept of a goy writing a sefer Torah for himself to learn from. That was in the olden times before the Shach, but after as history progressed, even the goyim, even the learned ones seem to don't know how to write in Ksav Ashuris, and in Melo there's no kashash that the goy wrote the Sefer Torah. So if we find the Sefer Torah in the hands of a goy, we could assume that it was written by a yid, and a kashur yid, Talinan, the Enam Yehudim, Bazazuaisa. So we could assume that the goyim stole it. Now, again, that was, so basically what it comes out, it's interesting. By process of elimination, if it's not the goy that wrote it, so then it was a yid. If it's a yid, presumably it's a kashrut yid, right? Just to bring up this point we were saying before again, the Piskei Teshuva was saying that that's only until the modern times, and you have people that theoretically could be trained in writing Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, but not be a kasher person. He's a Mechal Shabbos, or he's not a bar kashir, he's a mummer for whatever reason. So mimela, that's something to be aware of. You have to be careful when you get your tefillin and mezuzah. Let's go further up to Sif Zion. Ein loikhen tefillin and mezuzahs is sfarim in a kusim. Here kusim means goyim. We don't buy tefillin or mezuzahs or sefer Torah from a goy. Yerizah mikdei demein. Harbe. A lot more than their value. And this is tikkun oilam, that Chazal tell us that if we'll be paid to them, if the goy will give a high ransom for Sefer Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzahs, and we buy it for that high price, we're afraid that it's going to be an incentive for goyim to steal them in order to get money for them. So therefore, Chazal tell us that we don't buy them back. If they're a very high price, we don't buy them back. We shouldn't get them habituated to steal them. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that it's still, if you can bargain them down, you should try to do that. But al kopanim, to buy it for a very high price, we shouldn't do. Sivkat and Yudzayin, Yaiser, we said a lot more than its value we shouldn't do. Aval b'mat Yaiser Mishavyan, but if it's a little bit more than their value, which he says here parenthetically, Dahainu, Ad kadei chatzi dinner b'tfillin, half of a dinner by tefillin, with the Eric the Sefer Torah. I don't know exactly how that translates into our contemporary currency, but I'll kopan them a little bit more than its value. A reasonable markup is acceptable. Then chayavim likmeizmen. Then we're obligated to buy it from them, because mezuzahs, tefillin, these things in the hands of the goy is a bezayin for them. They shouldn't be mistreated. So mimela, we have an obligation to buy them up from them in order to save them from bezayin. Now he says,
so if we find tefillin by a goy, we assume the kosher now is? We assume they're kosher.
You're asking if we find tefillin by a goy today, if you would assume that it's kosher. So essentially, what the Shulchan Aruch says, it should be kosher, because they don't write them. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you find tefillin by a goy, they're kosher. we're saying that we do have this consideration that who wrote it, if you don't know where it came from, then it's not 100% that it's kosher. Because we don't, it could be that somebody who was a Mechal Shabbos wrote it. We don't know.
So we still have to buy
back the boy. That's the point the Mishnah Berurah is going to make right now. Is that in Yaridea we've mentioned that there was a Machlokas if the Sefer Torah written in the hands of a goy, which we don't know if he wrote it or not, is a machlokas of its kasher. Others say that it needs geniza because the goyim used to write Sefer Torah for themselves to study from. So the Paiskim say that even though he's going to have to put the Sefer Torah in geniza, he still has to buy it back. So from there, at least we learn, even though that halacha is actually not relevant anymore, because the Shach says that even the goyim they don't do that anymore. They don't write Sefer Torah. But al kapanim, the halacha we learn from there is no gea. We learn a halacha that if a person has to buy tefillin and mezuzah or Sefer Torah just to put in geniza, he also is obligated to do so. Well, that's interesting. You think there are actually sects of Christianity that study in Hebrew. Yeah. They would use a hummus. They wouldn't write a Sefer Torah. Makes sense. Yeah. Or even the skill of writing. Okay, yeah. I hear what you're saying. It could be there's some rare... It could be even... I mean, it could be there is such a thing. But it's such a minority... Right, unless it would be in the hands of such people, we would know for a fact that they're doing that. We could assume not. I think that's probably the halacha. The Abda Sefer Torah Shanim Sadiat Eino Yehudi Yesh Emrim Digane. Right, according to the Yoridea and Shulchan Aruch, it says that there's an opinion that you have to put a Sefer Torah to stand in the hands of a goy, you put it in Geniza. So why should he bother buying it back if he's not going to be useful? Afal Pikein Chayavim Liknoiz Nehem Vafilu B'mad Yoritzer Kedei L'Gantim. We have to buy it, even with a little markup, in order to put in Geniza, but they shouldn't mistreat it. Bottom line is that a goy doesn't know how to take care of a Sefer Torah or these things, the Kedusha, and they need to be brought into Jewish hands to be treated properly. The same halach as, let's say, Samazai, the Sefer Torah is, it's possible because the letters got ruined or something like that. Also, he should redeem it. He has to buy it back from the goyim in order to put in geniza. However, by the case of tefillin that was written by an epikuris, where the halacha is that we burn it, so mimela, since he can burn it, we don't have to worry about it being disgraced. And Mimela, there's no obligation to buy it back. Ain't directly cockman, we don't have to buy it from them. One more sifkatan, harbe, we said a lot more than its value, we do not buy it back because we're afraid that they're gonna have incentive to steal them. Babel Pikain, even though we won't buy it, will you sell like Atamai Ayisrael, take us Mimena? The Yid shouldn't just walk away from the deal right away. Afshaoimir harbe, even though he says a very high price. He has to, handle with him until maybe he can get him down. Listen, if he has to try to make his sandals to get away from the goy and work down the price. Okay. We have the advantage, but the point is exactly, so now he's going to say the opposite point, that we shouldn't give him a super low price either because then he's going to mistreat it. If the goy is really not, he'd be stubborn, like you're saying, if he's stubborn and he doesn't want to sell it for less than $1 million, so then we walk away and he's stuck, he doesn't have a market. So he's going to end up not being able to sell it, and then hopefully we'll be able to get it away from him, maybe somebody else will be able to. It says clearly in the Shas that Asr Waymul Evid Gilulim, Shidnin Bezol Yosemidai. Should not tell the goy to sell it, I'll buy a Sefer Torah for $2 from you. That's all it's worth. We shouldn't do that, because then the goy is going to come to mistreat it, or get angry or something. Dilma Yurga Zaevi Gilulim, maybe they'll get angry, Vinag Ben Minag Design, and they'll do something disrespectful to it. We shouldn't do that. Okay, stop here. Thank you.